Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., and I feel like the weatherman here, folks, but I got to tell you, you know, yesterday we had bright, sunny weather here in Washington, about 75 degrees. Today, this evening, I should say, we have cold, cold, cold rain. This is very strange weather here in Washington. I'm sitting here drinking some piping hot green tea with a little touch of garlic in. I think that's going to take away the cold. Well, we are supposed to have a guest tonight, but RBN is having some problems with the telephones. Our guest, of course, is supposed to be Mark Dankoff, who is a host of the program Mark Dankoff's America that is broadcast right here on RBN from 7 to 10 in the morning, Central Time, Monday through Friday. I was just a guest on Mark's program a couple weeks ago, and I was looking forward to having him as a guest tonight. Well, if we can't get him up, we will have him one other night, no problem. He'll be around for a long, long time. He's one of the most talented writers and broadcasters in the American nationalist movement, as far as I'm concerned. And anyway, we'll see if we get Mark up. If we don't, we don't. And I don't know what the situation will be with the callers tonight either. I don't know if you're going to be able to call in here. So if we don't get the phones working, it may just be you listening to me if you choose to do it. But before you turn off the radio, let me tell you one thing you need to know. If you get caught in the cold rain today, or if you have a problem that often comes from the cold rain but caused by many other things, something called a headache, if you're a regular listener to this program by now, you know what the solution to it is. It's something called Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. But my hope is that some of you listening out there are new listeners, because that's the idea. We want this program and the whole RBN network to grow. That's why I want you to know about Headache Stay Gone. Check it out on the internet at headachestaygone.com. All right, we are going to the break, and hopefully when we come back, we'll have Mark Dankoff. If we don't, we're just going to have me, and, well, that'll have to satisfy you, I'm afraid. All right, this is Mike Piper. Stay tuned.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And of course, as you heard me mention before the break, we're here courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Folks, it works. Okay, we have a very special guest tonight, and I always say a very special guest when we have a guest because I don't have a lot of guests on this program, so I consider the guests that come on very special. He is someone whose writings I have been reading for some years. His name, I don't remember when I first heard of him, but when I first read some of his writings, I said, this is a pretty smart guy. Well, he's come a long way, and he has been not only a host on this network, and he is at this time, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time, but he is a correspondent and staff writer for the Internet News Services, Breaking All the Rules, and DixieInternet.com. His own website is MarkDankoff.com, and that's Mark, just like it sounds, Dankoff, DankoF.com. And he is Mark Dankoff, the host of Mark Dankoff's America. Mark, welcome aboard. It's a pleasure to have you on my program.
Well, Michael, it's good to be on, and as I was saying this morning and talking to my listeners, your writings have meant an awful lot to me over the years, and between the Judas Goats and Final Judgment and the High Priests of War and the New Jerusalem, I've been catching up on a lot of Michael Collins Piper research from recent years.
Good Lord. Well, Mark, I tell you, I've wanted to have you on this program for a long time, but I tell you what really stimulated my desire to have you on this program is something that you mentioned when I was on your program, and I thought that it was particularly interesting. It's probably going to surprise you where I'm going with this, but I'm looking at your biography at the republicbroadcasting.org website, and I want to, for those who don't, I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there who don't hear your program because you're on in the morning and they're listening to me here at night. I want to read about your biography and then segue into something that's mentioned in your biography that is what stimulated my interest in having a particular discussion with you tonight. Now, you were born in 1955 in Wiesbaden, Germany, the son of a United States Air Force colonel.
Correct.
You graduated from Valparaiso University in 1977 and from Chicago's Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in 1993. You
83.
Pursued postgraduate work in systematic theology and theological German at Westminster Theological Seminary. You were in 1994 and 96 elected delegate to the Texas State Republican Conventions, and you were also the 36th district chairman of the GOP in King County, Seattle, Washington. In 2000, you entered a U.S. Senate race in Delaware as a Constitution Party candidate. And, of course, not only hosting this show now, you're senior editor of Old Right Topic News at Breaking All the Rules and a member of the Columnist Guild at Breaking All the Rules. So that's your biography. But what you have to say, in my perspective, in my perception, Mark, is you are a representative of what the real conservatives, the real traditional Republicans, the real grassroots Americans. Your point of view, as you've expressed it in your writings and on your radio show, when I've heard your show, and I don't get a chance to hear it enough, you are the traditional kind of Republican that we would expect to find in Texas, the traditional kind of Republican we would expect to find in Chicago or in Pennsylvania or anywhere where there were real Republicans. And why I go in this direction, Mark, is because you mentioned on your program the other day when I was your guest that at one time when you were back there as chairman of the Republican Party in King County up there in the 36th District chairman up there in Washington State, that you were a traditional reader of, like, Human Events, the national weekly out of Washington that's kind of a conservative newspaper, and you would have never really been cast. The people would not have, and you didn't say this, this is what I'm saying, people would have never expected you to emerge as a very outspoken critic of the conservative Republican president of the United States, so-called George W. Bush. And you know, what I find interesting, Mark, is that there are so many people just like you and just like me who started off considering themselves traditional conservatives, and now we find ourselves in the unlikely position of often being called leftists and communists and anti-American because we dare to adhere to the old traditional Republican conservative values that were indeed traditional conservative Republican values before the advent, at least, of the George Bush presidency. And that's kind of what I'd like to discuss tonight with you, Mark.
Sure.
Because I can tell from having read what you've written, expressing your own opinions, reviewing the writings of others, that you indeed are. You're not some sort of radical. You're a conservative in the classic and best sense of the word. And yet now, people like you, there is an attempt to marginalize you and certainly marginalize me and many, many other people, but you're clinging on to the real conservatism, and that's what I want to talk about. I just wanted to open it up with that commentary and then maybe just get your basic response on that.
Well, I think for me it's been an odyssey. You know, as you mentioned in my biography, just as one example, I was a 36th legislative district chairman of the Republican Party in King County, Seattle, back in the late 80s. And at that time, I was serving an independent Lutheran church in Seattle and occasionally doing some radio work on KGNW Radio in Seattle, which is a 50,000-watt Christian radio station there. And at that time, I was still the type of conservative that I had been in college, where all of my instincts were correct. And I think that basically my belief system at that time is no different from what it is now, except that I had basically been duped, as thousands of people have been in the conservative movement, into believing that these so-called leaders in the Republican Party were basically interested in the same things that you and I are. And so in the 1980s, when George Herbert Walker Bush became the Republican nominee for president, which was certainly something that was not to my liking at the time, I nonetheless was talked into supporting him by a number of people in the Republican Party who basically indicated that in the long run, that decision would serve the party well and the conservative movement well. And in those days, of course, I was the type of person who, based upon the advice of publications like National Review and Human Events, was voting for candidates like Jack Kemp. And over the years, I began to see through time that year in, year out, nothing was really changing. My involvement in the conservative movement went all the way back. Even as a child, I was very interested in these things because when my dad was in the Air Force during the Vietnam War, I was particularly interested in current events and so forth. But when I was in college at Valparaiso University, I was involved on a volunteer basis with Ronald Reagan's primary challenge to Gerald Ford in the state of Indiana in the 1976 Republican primary. And at that time, I believe that Reagan was the answer to many of the ills in the country, and believe that if Ronald Reagan could be elected as president of the United States, we would see a return to a better foreign policy. We would see less government. We would see some sort of a renaissance in terms of some of the moral and spiritual and cultural issues that paleoconservatives tend to emphasize. And from 1976 onward, I began to notice through time that by the time I was just past 40 years old, that nothing was really changing. And I reached the point in the early 1990s, I supported Pat Buchanan's primary challenge to George Herbert Walker Bush in 1992, and then supported Buchanan in 1996 when he was running for the Republican nomination. But I reached the point when that whole situation was over with, and Bob Dole had the Republican nomination in 1996, and Pat Buchanan made the ill-fated decision to endorse Bob Dole, that my days as a Republican were over. And from that time on forward, I really have arrived at the point that I have now, basically believing that the Republican Party is no better an alternative for conservatives than the Democratic Party. And that if you look at the long historical landscape just of my lifetime, the Republican Party has given us more government, it's given us more debt, it's given us an interventionist foreign policy. It obviously is controlled by the Israeli lobby in the same way that the Democratic Party is. In my judgment, the Republican Party over the long haul of history has done little to suppress the kind of cultural and moral decline that's very much a concern on the part of many Christian traditionalists who have voted Republican pretty much in and out throughout the years of my lifetime. So all of this culminated, of course, in the disaster that we've had in the last 6 or 7 years with the Bush II presidency and with a Republican Congress up until November of this past year, that working in tandem with the current Bush has brought us to what I think is an absolute disaster in regard to where our republic presently stands. So for me, just looking at it, it became true through time that just on an empirical basis, you could demonstrate that the Republican Party was not in the hands of true conservative activism, that it basically was involved in the same movement toward a corporatist America that was in bed with the New World Order as the Democratic Party, and that you basically had two sides of a counterfeit coin, and that I, like many well-meaning people, have been talked into supporting something that was contrary to my own belief system.
Mark, you know what? You know, it sounds to me like the Republican Party left you rather than you left the Republican Party. Well, we'll hold that thought for the break that's coming up here, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, no calls tonight. That gives me a whole hour here with Mark Dankoff. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper here on Republic Broadcasting.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
We We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Very cold and rainy city, where I wish that cold rain would sweep away the criminals who rule from this city, but it probably won't, so we'll just have to be content tonight to take the opportunity to describe and talk about the misrule of America. And there's somebody here who is certainly qualified to talk about that. That's Mark Dankoff. Mark, before we went to the break, we were talking about your career as a Republican, a conservative Republican in the traditional sense of the word. And, you know, as I was listening to you talk, I realize that it not only reflects my point of view of, as to how things evolved over the years. We're essentially contemporaries. You're a little bit older than I am, but both of us got politically involved in one form or another at roughly the same time. And I realize that there are so many, many other people, including many listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, who share exactly that experience, what we have seen and what we have heard. You know, so many of us thought Ronald Reagan was going to be the great savior of America, but yet we found out a little bit differently. How would you summarize the Ronald Reagan presidency, Mark?
Well, I think the Ronald Reagan presidency is best summarized by my old friend Howard Phillips, who's up in your neck of the woods in suburban Washington, D.C. He's in Vienna, Virginia. Howard, of course, is still the chairman of the conservative caucus up there. And he said something one time to me, which he later said for publication, that the Ronald Reagan presidency, both terms of it, were basically terms where George Herbert Walker Bush and James Baker were running the country. You know, when you think about it, when Jim Baker became Ronald Reagan's chief of staff, that, among many other things, should have attuned conservatives to what was really going on with Ronald Reagan. I mean, when was the last time you had a campaign chairman for a losing Republican presidential contender, in this case George Herbert Walker Bush in the 1980 primaries, who suddenly becomes the chief of staff to the Republican victor who not only wins the nomination but ultimately wins the election? Howard Phillips has argued, and I believe this, that basically James Baker was the true power behind the throne in regard to the day-to-day operations of the Reagan presidency, and that, of course, he in turn was linked up to George Herbert Walker Bush and to the forces that have been behind the Bush political dynasty for many, many years. So essentially, I think Ronald Reagan was a front man who was shilling for the Bush dynasty and for the people behind the Bush dynasty from 1980 to 1988. And then, of course, George Herbert Walker Bush became president in his own right. So Howard Phillips has basically indicated that in terms of the Reagan years, when you count both of Reagan's terms and then George Herbert Walker Bush's one term in office, you basically had three consecutive terms where George Herbert Walker Bush and the minions that are actually behind the Bush dynasty were running the country.
You know, it's interesting. I just saw an article in the Washington Post here the other day by it was a commentary by one of your standard establishment columnists. And, you know, I wish I had it handy, but off the top of my head, one of the things I thought it was very interesting that the columnist pointed out, that that Ronald Reagan, as governor of California, signed into law one of the most permissive abortion bills, you know, but one of the most permissive laws, you know, basically expanding, if not outright legalizing abortion in more areas and more circumstances than any ever before. He signed into law the famous California no-fault divorce laws, which, according to this columnist, who was certainly not really a liberal one way or the other, not really a conservative, this columnist commented, that those no-fault divorce laws actually, in a sense, and I don't completely understand this, but in a sense laid the groundwork for the laws and regulations and propositions that we know today regarding gay marriage. And thirdly, he pointed out that Ronald Reagan, as governor of California, had overseen one of the biggest budget increases in the entire history of that state, and I think perhaps the biggest budget increase in any state history in American history, something along these lines. So even as governor of California, Ronald Reagan was not the paragon of conservatism that he generally was painted by the mass media. So you know, maybe, you know, what's the old saying? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yes. Well, that's exactly right. And just on the abortion issue alone, I was mentioning the other day on my show that at the time that Ronald Reagan first became president, I was in my first year at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in Chicago, Deerfield, Illinois, which is a North Shore suburb of Chicago. And in those days, Dr. Harold O.J. Brown was my academic advisor at Trinity. Dr. Brown has a Ph.D. from Harvard. He was an internationally known figure in the pro-life movement, very famous systematic theologian. He's still living, and as I understand it, in retirement, is still teaching part-time at a Reformed seminary, I believe, in North Carolina. But at any rate, Dr. Brown was very much involved in working to get Reagan elected and was among a group of evangelicals who were photographed with Reagan in the Oval Office right after Reagan was sworn in January of 1981. Well, of course, it wasn't too long after that that one of Reagan's first acts as president was to give us Sandra Day O'Connor on the Supreme Court of the United States, who was a pro-choice justice, and that should have been an indication of what the Reagan presidency was really like, both in the microcosmic sense of the abortion issue and in the larger sense of basically not being a conservative.
Well, Mark, I can hardly believe it. We're already at the half hour here, and we have a break coming up. But when we come back, we'll pursue this course of history further. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper.
Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper, and I'm joined tonight by a fellow host from the Republic Broadcasting Network, Mark Dankoff. He broadcasts here in the morning, and you can check out his personal website at markdankoff.com, and that's Mark Dankoff, is spelled D-A-N-K-O-F, markdankoff.com. And Mark, I'd like for people, if they want to contact you, can you give us an email that would be good for them to do that?
Yeah, just spell my name backwards, Kram Folknad, K-R-A-M, which is backwards for Mark, Folknad, F-O-K-N-A-D, which is backwards for Dankoff, kramfolknad@hotmail.com. And if they go to my website, which is, of course, as you've mentioned, Mike, www.markdankoff.com, if they click on the provision there to send me an email, it will give them the kramfolknad@hotmail.com address, and then they can just send me a note.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that should work out. I think most of our people out there are pretty Internet savvy, so I'm sure if they haven't been up on your website before, they'll be up there now. And there is a lot of good reading information up there on a wide variety of things. Before the break, we were touching on Ronald Reagan, and I only want to touch briefly on Ronald Reagan, as we've already done, because I'll tell you, we were pointing out that at least on the abortion issue and other issues, too, really, across the board, even the Washington Monthly magazine a couple years ago before Ronald Reagan died had a very interesting and detailed analysis of Ronald Reagan's presidency, in which they basically concluded that his economic and fiscal policies were very much, quote-unquote, liberal in the classic sense of the word. So liberal that many of our traditional liberals should like Ronald Reagan more than they do, and so liberal, in fact, that, as Washington Monthly said, a lot of conservatives who kid themselves in thinking that Ronald Reagan was some titan of conservatism are doing just that, kidding themselves. But, you know, I don't want to pick on Ronald Reagan because, you know, he was pretty much, as we said, he was just kind of sitting back and presiding over 8 years of a presidency in which George Herbert Walker Bush and these what we used to call Rockefeller Republicans were running the show. And, you know, since that time, things have gotten worse from the standpoint of traditional Republicans. And, you know, over the years, I heard different people say that George Herbert Walker Bush would destroy the Republican Party. And now I hear people saying that George Walker Bush, his son, who is now sitting in the White House, whether legally or not, will end up destroying the Republican Party. And I'd like your comments on that, Mark.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that as far as being an instrument for old right America First policies, that the Republican Party's been dead for a long time. And I think the Bush dynasty has, in one strange paradoxical sense of the word, done us a favor by running a sword through the Republican Party as an instrument for effective change on the conservative side of the ledger. I know Howard Phillips has maintained for a long time that the Republican Party is so bad that it needs to be destroyed, basically, so that a legitimate third-party vehicle can take its place and take up some of the themes of the old American right and bring us back to some semblance of sanity. And to me, as saying that, I have to interject something that certainly is controversial, but is a conclusion that I have come to as a result of years of examining this thing, as well as reading some of your books, Michael, and reading the American Free Press in recent years. I believe that one of the real core reasons why there has never been any effective political change on the real right in this country has been the role of the Israeli lobby. And when you look at the influence that the Israeli lobby has in the Republican Party and in the Christian right segment of the Republican Party, that to me goes a long way toward explaining why it is that year in, year out, we continue to get bigger budgets under Republicans. We continue to have massive funding for the abortion industry on the part of the federal government. It's why the Bush administration, according to many of the advocates of the gay rights element itself, has been very instrumental behind the scenes in allowing the homosexual rights agenda to become more and more a part of the Republican mainstream. And it basically explains a great deal in regard to what we've been talking about for weeks on your show and mine in regard to what's behind this Iraq war. So looking at that, the issue of the Israeli lobby, I think is absolutely pivotal in understanding who the real players are behind the scenes in both major parties, but in this case the Republican Party, who've had conservatives duped, like me, for a very long period of time. And your book, Michael, The Judas Goats, I think goes a long way toward explaining, looking at people like Newt Gingrich and Jesse Helms as test cases, and looking at publications like Human Events and National Review as test cases, as to why so many well-meaning people on the right, like me, had been duped for many, many years in regard to what was really going on, and were not able to put the pieces of the puzzle together for a long time, because these guys, speaking of Gingrich and Helms and Reagan and Jack Kemp, have been very, very effective front people, and Human Events and National Review and publications of that ilk have been in the homes of thousands upon thousands of American conservatives for a very long period of time. And so it's been quite understandable, actually, that many grassroots conservatives would year in, year out, be fooled as to what the bigger game plan was, or it was and is, and basically would be trapped once more into the idea that the Republican Party was the only effective vehicle that was out there for conservatives simply because it wasn't the Democratic Party, ignoring all of the evidence that both of the major parties have been under the influence of the same folks, the same players, the same money trails for decades and decades.
You know, it's kind of funny, Mark. I remember back, you know, when I first started getting involved in politics, I guess I was where I really started, you know, in-depth involvement above and beyond my own thought processes, I suppose. I remember subscribing to Human Events, and I had a subscription, you know, running for several years. And in those days, early 70s, Human Events, just as an example, and I don't even want to pick on Human Events because they're probably one of the least offensive of the parties involved here.
Yeah, and their editor-in-chief is a personal friend of mine, Thomas Winter.
But, okay, yeah, well,
yes.
they would studiously avoid the Middle East issue. But I do remember when Menachem Begin, who, of course, we know now was a violent terrorist, but all things aside, when Menachem Begin was elected prime minister of Israel, Human Events referred to him as kind of like, they said, he was kind of like the Ronald Reagan of Israel. And yeah, and that in my mind at that point, I think is where in my mind the crack began. It was like that's where the crack in the dike happened with Human Events, and it was during that time frame that the neoconservatives, that group, that clique now that is so prominent and I would say predominant in the Republican Party, it was in that period where their influence began to rise within the ranks of the Republican Party. And it's never quite been the same since. And
well, yes.
So, you know, I mean, I remember when George W. Bush was running for president, one of his campaign themes, as suspicious as I was of the Bush dynasty, one of George W. Bush's campaign themes was that we weren't going to be running all over the world getting involved in needless wars that should not be fought. And yet now, with George W. Bush in the presidency, we are getting involved in wars all over the world that need not be fought. So the Republican Party, just in the last 20 years, has undergone a very excruciatingly squeaky turn of the wheel that has it's been so noisy and uncomfortable that, you know, it has turned so far away from its traditional groundings that there are people like you and me and lots of other people who are just saying enough is enough, which leads us to the big question then, Mark. What lies ahead for the future?
Well, I tell you, I have come to the conclusion that, of course, the Republican Party, in my view, and I could be wrong, but in my view, the Republican Party is absolutely irretrievable as an instrument for constructive political change on the part of those of us on the real right who recognize what's happened here. Of course, the Democratic Party is also similarly in the dumper. So we're looking at a situation now where, in terms of traditional electoral politics, there needs to be some type of alternative. The Constitution Party, frankly, has never gotten off the ground electorally. It has not yet been able to crack even the 1% threshold in regard to a presidential election cycle. I think there are a number of issues related to that, which would take too long to go into tonight. But the Constitution Party has not yet shown that it is a viable vehicle yet, at least, in the attraction of enough votes to be at all competitive in bringing issues like the ones you and I talk about before. I think there's been a lack of clarity in the Constitution Party on this whole issue of the Israeli lobby and the undeniable influence that has played in the American political scene. Those types of things would need to be clarified, I think, before the Constitution Party could maybe get to the next level, the next rung in being competitive in these elections. But now we're looking at a situation, Mike, I think, with this talk of a preemptive war with Iran. And, of course, that's something that you and I have spent a lot of time talking about. I lived in Iran years ago when my parents were stationed over there. And my father was then serving as a director of logistics for the Shah of Iran's Air Force. And to me, the notion of a preemptive war with Iran, which in essence would usher in a third world war, in my view, would be an absolute catastrophe for the United States and for the world across the board. And to me, if that happens, I suspect that any vestige of the old republic will probably be completely dead. I know that sounds apocalyptic, but I think we truly are at a point where with the Bush presidency and the notions of the imperial presidency that Bush has simply provided the icing on the cake for, that we're talking about a situation both in terms of domestic political liberties as well as an internationalist foreign policy that's drawing us closer to a global war, that I see no real obvious hope on the horizon there that the real American right can gain any kind of traction in providing an alternative, because the clock is ticking.
I tell you, Mark, I agree with you 100%. I think, over the years since I've gotten involved in this, whatever this is, I've repeatedly heard every 4 years that this may be our last free election. And, you know, I never believed that. I heard a lot of people say that with great authority and with great sincerity, but I never believed it. However, I do believe that if we do get involved in some sort of conflagration, some sort of nuclear holocaust with the state of Iran, that could be a tipping point. That's a popular phrase now, the tipping point. That could be a tipping point that could spell the end of electoral politics in America as we know it today, and that's a fancy way of saying that we might not have a presidential election in the year 2008.
Yes,
and, you know, I find that so ironic because, you know, I had never had any particular brief for Bill Clinton, but I heard so many people on what we might call the right or on the Patriot, in the Patriot movement, saying that they were sure that this was going to be the end, that Bill Clinton and Janet Reno were going to institute a dictatorship in this country. And, you know, I never really saw any real serious evidence. Now, they may have had something in the works, but I sure as hell can tell you that the things I've seen under the Bush administration with the Patriot Act and with the attitude that the administration has taken towards dissent in this country, I have a very real concern that if there could be some sort of national crisis predicated by another war with Iraq or some you know, another terrorist attack in this country, whatever its source, that we could see a very real end to our system as we know it today or as we think it exists today. And I guess I'm kind of agreeing with you, but I'm hoping that you're going to come back and say I'm wrong.
Well, I'll be the first to say that I hope I'm wrong. I fervently pray that I'm wrong. I'm open to the fact that I'm wrong. And again, would be very pleased at some future juncture to say, hey, I was just off base on this. But it seems to me, again, that when you look at, well, just some of the things that Dr. Jacob Hornberger has talked about at the Future of Freedom Foundation, you know, we have a situation where the imperial quest for a war of empire abroad is being conducted by the same government that's warring against its own citizens in regard to both of the USA Patriot Acts, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, the National Security Agency's illegal warrantless spying operations that have now been uncovered in the mainstream press. So we're looking at a situation where, again, when you look at the totally horrifying character and what is behind this war in Iraq and this talk of a war of nuclear preemption against Iran, and couple that with what has happened domestically in the United States in the last 5 or 6 years, we are definitely moving in the direction of the total dictatorship. And if Chalmers Johnson is correct in some of the things that he's written in his trilogy on the American Empire, we truly are looking at the end of the American system as we have known it. And the great irony is that so many people who consider themselves to be conservatives have been marching lock, stock, and barrel with the Bush administration in bringing things to pass that are a complete repudiation. I will repeat, a complete repudiation of everything that the American right has historically stood for.
It's a complete repudiation of the Constitution of the United States.
Well, there's no question about it. And the thing that you point out, going back to the Clinton era, whatever one thinks of the president's personal relationship with Monica Lewinsky, who many of us believe was actually working for the Israeli Mossad, but whatever the nature of Mr. Clinton's relationship with Monica Lewinsky and who knows how many other women,
yeah.
The fact of the matter is that how do we – Putting it in its proper moral context, how do we compare those situations with what Bush and Cheney have been doing in regard to launching a foreign war against a power that did not threaten us, that was not threatening to us, that did not have the weapons of mass destruction that we claimed that they had, and where we have, according to the British medical journal Lancet, inflicted over 655,000 casualties in that country, and that's on top of the 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of 5 who've died as a result of these sanctions in the last 15 years. So Republicans have lost all sense of context and moral proportionality when they compare Mr. Bush with his predecessor.
Mark, unfortunately, you put it all too well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we only have about 5 minutes left here, but we're going to wrap it up with a very important and interesting guest, Mark Dankoff. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper right here on this network, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone. I hope you heard their commercial because, like I keep telling you folks, it works. Tomorrow night, folks, before I forget, I want to let you know that Mark Glenn is going to join us, and we are going to have I guarantee you, going to be an interesting discussion, which was sparked by a comment by one of our callers last night who pointed out something rather interesting. He said, why is it that you only ever hear about the state of Israel, but you never hear any other country referred to as the, well, state of Ireland, state of Indonesia, state of Iceland? Promise you folks it'll be a very provocative discussion. Well, our guest tonight here who's been with us for this last hour has been Mark Dankoff, and you can go to his website at markdankoff.com. That's markdankoff.com. Mark, I just want to say to you, I appreciate you coming on board tonight, and you know what I hope? I hope that there are people out there tonight who have tuned into this program for the first time, because I think you've said a lot of things here tonight that resonate with a lot of good people around the country who have kind of been searching for answers and have been confused by these, what I refer to as this squeaky turn of the wheel regarding the Republican Party's reorientation. And, you know, looking at your website, you know, I mean, I can say that if there are people out there who didn't understand what we were talking about here tonight or who feel like they need more information, they can go to your website and just get a wonderful overview of so many different issues that really ties it all together from what is basically and just sincerely a traditional American conservative, one might even say Christian, grassroots, patriotic, nationalistic point of view. That's a mouthful, but, you know, it's all there. It's all there on your website. It's not extremist. It's not radical. It's just very basic and very traditional.
Yes, and I think it's important to underscore what you said here, Michael, that we are not talking about leftist ideas here or Marxist ideas or collectivist ideas. We are basically talking about solid old right American principles governing the what used to be the basic old right position on both domestic and foreign policy. And in regard to my own website, I wanted to urge people to look at the fact that I have on that site, if you go to my articles page, a review of Michael Collins Piper's Final Judgment, which has been one of the books that has changed the course of my life over a period of recent years. I'd also like to commend your show tomorrow night, Michael, in regard to Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross being on. Mark's one of the other people who's been very instrumental in being used of God to refine and shape my perspective on world events. And if you go to my links page at markdankoff.com, there is, among the many things listed there, a symbol for Mark Glenn's Crescent and Cross, where if you click on that, it'll take you directly into Mark's site.
Yeah, that's great. This is a good website, Mark. It really, there's a lot of good material there, and I just recommend it to the listeners. Again, it's markdankoff.com. Your last name is spelled DANKOF.com. One F, not two. And, there's just a lot of good information here. And, you know, I hope that there's somebody out there tonight who actually learned something. You know what I mean? I like to think that if I learned something, it's a good day. And I also like to think that if I taught somebody something, it's a good day. So I hope you and I did it together here tonight, Mark.
I hope so, too, Mike. God bless you, and I wish you every success.
Thanks, Mark, for coming on. We're going to have you back again real soon, so appreciate it very much.
Very good, sir. God bless.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you got to check out his program here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And in the meantime now, this is Michael Collins Piper signing off. But stay tuned for more good programming with Rick Adams and Radio Free America. All right, have a good evening, folks. I hope it's not cold and rainy where you are. It is cold and rainy where I am.